my close friend and spiritual brother made a comment about his experience with being the only male in the group. And it was beautiful because it was a moment of vulnerability for him. But what I noticed, what he and I noticed throughout the week, is that no one commented, responded, left an emoji, nothing on the vulnerable moment that he had shared with us. And so that led to us having a lot of conversations over the phone. And it also led me to write a newsletter or a love note to my email list talking about this phenomenon. And also, I really didn't get any engagement or responses from that newsletter either. So it made it even more imperative for me and my brother to get on the podcast today and just have this conversation publicly for everyone to hear. And truthfully, he'll be doing a lot of the talking. I'll just be holding the space, because that is actually the point and the way that I want to model the way that we can incorporate more men who want to be a part of spaces that center wellness and humanness. This is the way that we hold space for them to be present in these spaces. We are asking for it. We say that that's what we want. Yet when it comes to fruition, it seems as though we aren't acting in congruence with what we say that we want. So in this episode, me and my brother Lyndon are going to get into the real shit, y'all. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Full Ass Human Podcast, your safe landing place to reestablish a relationship with your humanness. I'm your host, Mel the Oracle, intimate community builder, podcaster, writer, human, and forever devoted student of the human experience. For almost a decade, I've created a platform and community centering humanness and returning to the soul, richness, and fullness of the human experience. And so with this podcast, I bring all of my rich experience mixed with my personal stories, wisdoms, and insights to support you in returning to your natural state as a full-ass human. So let's get into the episode. So welcome back to the Full Ass Human Podcast, y'all. I am so excited for this episode, but you already know, first things first, this episode is brought to you by my Spotify playlist, The New Masculine, A New Rap Vibe. And this playlist is featuring all male rap artists, and these are like my favorites. So you're not going to hear any Drake or any, you're just not going to hear that on this playlist. So tap into the link in the show notes to listen to this vibe, because it's a really, really good one, y'all. All right. So today I'm just really excited to have this conversation. And y'all know I've talked about having guests on here, and it's just something that I've never really been interested in. This is a solo podcast. However, the imperativeness of this conversation that me and my brother are about to have, it threw all that no guest shit out the window, and he'll probably be my only guest still on this podcast. But I'm just excited. I don't really want to do a whole bunch of small talk with y'all. So I want to get started by introducing my brother, my twin. I feel like in another lifetime, he might have been my son, like really might have been my brother for real, and maybe another lifetime. Lyndon, what's up?
Hey.
Yo. So the funny thing is that he's been trying not to laugh this whole time that I've been talking. Like when I was talking about the playlist, he literally was holding it in. Because, like I said, Lyndon's going to be doing much more of the talking, because that's the point of this episode, is his point of view. And like giving him the space to just talk and share as it relates to this topic of women and men being in healing spaces together. And not just that, but there's a surge of women asking for men to come forth, be vulnerable, be a part of these spaces that center health and wellness. Yet we're still seeing, at least we got a front row seat of seeing how, even though there is a man present doing that, being a safe presence in a space that is mostly women, that what is being asked is being, what is being asked of is simultaneously being ignored. So, Lyndon, so if you want to just, you know, you can just share really, we'll talk about this experience specifically, but if you want to just start by sharing your thoughts on this topic, like just your experience with this topic in general, kind of like a, you know, kind of like a blanketed statement and share about it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. First of all, I appreciate you. As I told you before, I appreciate you even creating the space to make this episode on your podcast and make this a thing, because I feel like men and talking about their emotions, how they feel, just the stuff they go through on a day-to-day, it's not a thing, or not as much of a thing as I feel like it should be when it comes to the commingling of women and men in that topic of conversation. And the fact that you're even taking the time to create a podcast episode that's highlighting this is a big fucking deal. And what you did in your space is even a bigger deal, and was definitely a point of realization for me. And it's funny because when I think about this, right, this wasn't a thing just within your community, the inner circle. This is a thing that I've experienced almost my whole life within my own family, within my dating, you know, relationships I've been in within this community. But for some reason, excuse me, it hit home in that group. It was like the silence was deafening. And I was like, damn. And the best way I can think of, it's almost like I'm a ghost. But it's like people know that ghosts exist. It's just like most people don't know how to interact with. So it's like they know I'm there, but like nobody's really paying attention. You know, nobody's really acknowledging me. Nobody's really asking if I'm cool. If I say something, if I make a noise, then somebody will say something. But outside of you, that's, and I mean, when I say outside of you, I mean outside of you pretty much in everything in life. That is, that's just what it is. That's literally what it is. So it's one of those things that when it happened in the group, it really caused me to sit and think like, okay, if I really know this is a thing throughout a majority of interaction with women in my life, it would be weird not to think that this doesn't affect me subconsciously in some way, shape, or form and come up with any type of relationship I hold with women in general, and even the relationship I hold with myself, because of the way I'm having to adjust to, you know, account for the fact that, you know, there isn't a place for me to really go and talk now outside of you, you know, and, you know, we just connected hardcore, you know, within the last 2 years. So essentially, before that, I did not have a, not even close to a consistent place to go and talk and express certain ways that I feel without, you know, oh, you know, your masculinity is being questioned or being criticized or being ridiculed, because it's almost like any woman that I have talked to in some way, shape, or form that has, quote unquote, created a space for me to talk outside of you, it comes with a contingency. And usually the contingency is, I'm going to create a space for you that also has to feel good for me. And I know firsthand that is not how you operate, because you already know when we talk, when we have conversations, we're real honest with how comfortable or uncomfortable we feel within having that conversation. And there's been plenty of times where we've had conversations and you were just like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, it feels weird to say this shit, or it feels weird to bring this up, but, and then you move forward and like, yo, I, the sad part is I can count on one hand how many times that's actually happened to me. And none of it has been consistent. Because as soon as the uncomfort comes in for the woman, you know, it's just like, all right, abandon ship. Like, nah, yeah. I'm good. So it is. It's one of those things that, right? And it's funny because it's not something that I did not realize was happening. But I think it is the gravity and how much it really affects within my sphere is what is really starting to click now. Because I'm like, damn, like, yo, it's almost, it really feels like I have nowhere to go except male. So, and I'm like, this, this can't be life.
Yo.
Straight up.
Yo. Okay. So you said a lot, but I'm going to come back to that. But what I want to do is just really clarify because, okay, for those of you who are here that didn't read the newsletter or the love note that I sent out, let me just break down to you what happened. So the Full Ass Human Inner Circle is a community that I created that is specifically connected to this podcast and my, you know, my newsletter that I send out every week, right? And this is a space where like we can all come together in one space and just be human together, where we're actively supporting each other, actively just showing each other that the fullness of ourselves are welcome there. And this, even though historically my work has centered women primarily and almost exclusively, this is not a women's group, okay? Everyone, no matter how you identify, is welcome to join the community. So I wrote a love note that was talking about me and my experience, right? So this is the last podcast episode, y'all, talking about my era of comparing myself to another woman who was in like my space, like doing sensual yoga and working with women. So anyway, I shared about my experience with getting caught up in comparison. And so when that episode came out, I shared it in the group, and there's always space for people to reflect and share their thoughts about the episode. And so one of the women, she's an elder in the group. So she came and commented and said, look, you know, this episode hit home for me because I actually find myself comparing myself to everyone in this group because I'm the elder. Everyone is younger than me. I find myself wondering if I fit in here, you know, if I belong here. Boom. So beautiful share. Lyndon commented underneath her and said, yo, like he validated everything that she said. He let her know that she is valued and that she is wanted. So once he got that like important part out of the way, then he was like, so I can relate to this. And for me, it's not about age. For me, it's about being the only male in this group and pretty much every group that I'm in that centers, whether it centers healing, spirituality, astrology, whatever it is. And he was saying that I'm grateful to be a part of these groups. I'd rather be in them than not in them. But I do notice that sometimes, you know, I feel a kind of way, like it bothers me, you know, and it can feel a little weird at times, even though I also appreciate it. Super vulnerable, y'all. Like this is the one man in the group sharing something vulnerable. It was really, that was something when I read it, I immediately got emotional, right? Because I just felt like, damn, I wonder how that feels. And I just knew for sure. I knew for sure that like it was going to start a conversation. People were kind of, no one said anything.
Nothing.
And the days went on and on and on and on, and no one said anything. In fact, I think someone else came back and like, after reading the newsletter and after me kind of making a comment about, hey, this comment has sat here now for like several days and no one has said anything. And I'm not wanting to shame anyone here, but I'm literally just stating a truth. This man said something super vulnerable. No one said shit. No one still hasn't said anything. And I actually want to start a conversation about this. So this is the nature of the situation. Okay. So I am curious, Lyndon, like even now, still no one.
Yes.
No one. And what I said, I made a comment in the group, is that this experience is like a microcosm to a macrocosm. I don't know, but to a macro issue, like culturally and society. Like I was saying in the intro, where I can see a lot of women, my friends, or just women that I've seen online, asking men to come forth and basically be who Lyndon is. And then when that is executed beautifully, we get this, it's still overlooked. Or like, yeah, I know I asked for it and there it is, but it's still not acknowledged and engaged with. And I'm just curious, I mean, you started to talk about it a little bit, of just how this experience almost like flipped or pulled back a veil of how this happens in your everyday life, and specifically in your relationships, romantic or otherwise, but I'm thinking more romantic at this time, like how this shows up in that space. And I would love you to just talk more about that.
Yeah, no problem. yeah, it's pretty interesting. That was definitely a hard truth that I realized. And I was just like, you know, and for the last 2 years, right, you've witnessed me going through two major or serious relationships. And this was always an underlying theme. And it's funny because I knew it was a thing, but I didn't realize how much of a thing it really was until it happened in the group in a very platonic way. So the fact that there was no romance, no intimacy, none of that involved, and it still happened, right? I was just like, damn. Like, okay, this is like really a thing. Like, it's not even just like, this isn't just something I've experienced romantically in the relationships I've been in, but this is something that is happening now here completely platonically. I mean, literally almost no acknowledgement. And I'm just like, yo, am I tripping? And that's really what had me thinking. I'm like, am I tripping to think like somebody should be saying some shit here? And it's not even like, oh, come tend to me, you know, not even that type of vibe. But I'm just like, this is weird. I feel like there's crickets where they usually wouldn't feel crickets, because I feel like in that moment, right, if I was a woman saying that, and what caused me to say what I said in the first place, everybody's running to aid, right? All of those women would have ran to me in that situation and be like, oh, you know, supporting all type of stuff. So I was just like, huh. And it makes me think, like, are they thinking like, I just don't need that? Like, oh, he a man, he good, he don't need it. Is it weird? Is this awkward thing? Like, how do I handle this? What do I say? You know? So, and it really made me think, because my thing is this, right? Especially when I'm in relationships, and I feel like, Mel, you can attest to this, right, directly through our friendship. I am very adamant, especially when it comes to women, in creating and holding space for them to express how they feel, get off whatever they want to get off, and not be judged for it, right? Mm-hmm. I can form an opinion, but I'm not finna sit here and judge you. I'm not finna, you know, we not doing none of that crazy stuff, right? Because you should have a safe place to go to be able to talk and free and get off whatever it is you need to get off. And then we can have a conversation after that. So it made me really think like, yo, I never have had a place to go to do that except with you. And it's funny because technically I don't really have a place to go do that with men or women, which is the crazy part, right? So it's not even like, oh, but I got dudes over here and I could go wrap it up with them and talk, right? Because here's the thing, right? So from the male perspective, I have dude friends, dudes that I truly consider friends. And I have a lot of male acquaintances, right? But the thing is that almost literally there's one guy that is a really good friend of mine who is on a similar spiritual journey, but it's still different. Every other friend or acquaintance that I have, no one is on the same spiritual journey as me understands it, cares to understands it, anything, right? So in that realm, it's like, yo, I'm by my fucking self, straight up. So, and it just so happens to be, obviously, male, facilitating spaces into all of the amazing things she's into, right? This is more of a natural thing for women. And it makes sense, but I'm just like, yo, this is like, yo, what, you know, when it comes to me wanting to have those conversations and have those spaces, like literally outside of male, there is no one else. So, so kind of, again, going back to relationships, right? I've been in plenty of relationships in the past, and I have never, and let me say this clearly, right? None of my ex-girlfriends in the past, literally not a single one, has ever not attempted to create this space for me. So I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm dealing with women who are just like, oh, fuck that. Like, nah, you know, you don't have to be able to say how you feel or none of that shit, right? So it's never been that. It's been them saying like, oh, you know, okay, well, let's talk about it. Let's, you know, go ahead and express how you feel. And then it always hits the biggest fucking brick wall in the world. And as soon as the conversation starts to get uncomfortable for them, you know, which obviously that's different per woman based on what she's been through in her life experiences, all types of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But it ends up getting to a point to where that conversation's finished and it almost feels like it never started. So it's like, all right, what did we really just do? And she may feel better afterwards, but I'm still like, all right, so nothing really happened here. And right, full disclosure, anybody that knows me knows this is not some shit that I'm keeping to myself. I have zero problem saying how I feel, being honest. Already know, Trish calls me a cannon.
No problem. None. Literally a cannon.
Zero, right? Respectfully. But it's the truth. So it's not like, oh, I'm not saying nothing. Oh, you know, I got to speak up. Like, believe me, speaking up isn't the issue. But why talk if you are going to be essentially talking to a brick wall? You know, or if that's what it feels like, you know, why talk if you feel like you're not going to actually be heard? You know, it kind of doesn't make sense. So then it's like ever since you, Mel, came into my life, it really put into perspective how valuable having you as a friend really is, because the level of attention you pay and the amount of space you create for me is literally some shit unlike anything that I have experienced in my life and what I have never heard another male ever say to me personally that they have also experienced. Never. My whole life. I'm fucking 34 and I will be 35 this year. That's crazy. And
that's wild.
You already know, I've traveled a lot of places. I done had a lot of personal conversations with a lot of fucking people. A lot. Never. So,
okay. As I'm hearing you talk, right? What's coming to mind? So even just going a few steps backwards and hearing you talk about women that you have dated have attempted, right? Like you can see that they've attempted to try and just create and hold some space for you to literally, essentially, we're talking about you just being human.
Yeah.
The ability to share yourself, be vulnerable, be seen, okay? Heard. But it feels like you go up against a brick wall. So, and we talked about this before, like on the phone before we actually started recording, but to me, it feels as though, how do I say this? I think a lot of women have come so accustomed to supporting women, especially like in these modern times, right? Like women's groups are, you know, really, really popular. Like women's groups or women's movement classes. Like, for example, you know, when I used to teach sacred feminine yoga, like that was for women. It was, you know, that was very clear. And it was very important for women to feel like they were safe. And so not having men in these spaces was a way for them to feel that. But what I feel like is happening is that the pendulum has swung so far to one side of like women just here with women. Women learn how to encourage and love and comfort women. That's like our skill set. And it is, I'm not saying that this is a bad thing, obviously, because I have been a steward of that and I still am. And I'm seeing how the pendulum sliding so far one way is making a lot of women be like deer in headlights when a man is asking to be heard and seen and felt in the same way. And it's almost like there's been so much, you know, even just thinking about modern feminism and just all these things, there's been so much focus on women healing, which is beautiful. But now we are, it's almost like we've become in a way incompetent to hold space for men healing.
Yeah.
Or we've become so forgetful about the importance of us doing that together. Not just women going with women, not just men going with men, like us doing it together. So when I hear you talk about women that you've dated and kind of their response, even though they've tried, like their response is still not knowing what to do with that. That can be rooted in what I just said. It can be rooted in, again, asking, like feeling like there is a desire for you to share and express yourself, but right. deep down being actually repelled by it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's something that they're not consciously aware of.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. It's it's crazy. It's almost crazy because it feels like I'm getting hit from two sides at one time. Dudes have this only talk to dudes, other dudes about how you feel about stuff. You can't talk to women. You know, it's seen to be less of a masculine thing for a guy to speak up and express how he feels to a woman in a way that's just not extremely assertive or dominant. And I'm just like, as humans, that's unhealthy as fuck. So in any situation, man talking to woman talking to man talking to man talking to woman, bruh, that shit's got to change. And then at the same time, right, like you said, on the woman's side, it seems like the pendulum has swung so far, they're just like, how the fuck do I even do this for real? And a lot of them will say it. So it's not even that they don't necessarily want to do it, but then it comes down to, you can say all you want to that you want to build a fucking house, but if you don't know how to swing a hammer, operate a drill, and fucking, like, you can't do anything. You can't build whatever it is you want to build. And I think that is more the reality. That is, everybody's putting themselves in this real weird ass predicament and position. And then when you think of even then, right, the lines blur heavily when you talk about a man and woman intimately and a man and woman platonically. Right, if you cannot hold a true space for the opposite sex or same sex, really, rather, if you can't hold the same space as you can for someone platonically as you can intimately, there's a fucking problem. Because you getting close as hell. You getting real close. When you start talking about some serious shit, you getting close. And we all, I'm sure, can agree there is a difference between a romantic relationship and a platonic relationship. But if the narrative is that men and women, right, can't operate the same platonically as they can romantically, we have a bigger fucking problem that we can't even get to the point of addressing creating space, commingled space between men and women, because motherfuckers can't even be in the same room and keep not thinking about each other's fucking private parts. You feel me? So it's like, yo, and Mel, you already know firsthand, me and you have experienced this, right? So
let's get into it.
Yo, let's talk.
Get into the shit.
It's like we're a fucking anomaly. We are an anomaly. People do not understand how we can be so close and not be involved romantically. Like, it literally, it's like the relationship of a man and woman, if they're close, have been completely deduced down to fucking. And it blows my mind. Like, and I mean, to a degree, I understand. I get it, because unfortunately, it is a rare thing to see. But at the same time, this is literally what it is, right? Yeah. And it's not new to me. I've had completely platonic women friend before. You know what I'm saying? Friends before. So it isn't new. What's new is the caliber of platonic woman you are compared to the other friends I've had in the past that are female. No disrespect to them, but motherfucker, it's a difference. Straight up, just keeping it a stack. There's no disrespect to none of those other women, but it is a fucking difference. You walk and you talk with such grace in a way that I have pretty much never experienced. Like, when you are like the definition of I do the work. You know what I'm saying? Mm. From my experience, most women, when you put a mirror in front of them, they run. You fucking do not. In every, I have never, and I promise y'all, I'm not capping. I have never seen male run away ever and not handle whatever it is she was looking at in regards to herself, ever. Mm. She is literally the only woman I know that operates in that way, which is crazy. Which is crazy in my mind. And it's not to say that there aren't other women out here like you, but again, huge difference. And I truly feel like that is the biggest difference between you, every other woman I've ever interacted with, dealt with in my life, and the fact that, right, I don't think it's ironic that you are that way, but yet you also truly know how to hold a space for me as a man. And I think it also stems from our fucking honesty with it, because as we both know, literally just 2 days ago, we had a whole fucking conversation about, like, are we fucking tripping? Like, should we actually be together? Should we be together? Like, should we be talking and we're just fucking missing it? And, you know, we've had this conversation plenty of times with ourselves. We've had this conversation plenty of times with each other. And it always comes back to being a no, you know? Yo, when I think about it, the conversation the other day, yo, the voice message you left, you was like, hey, all right, so I was sitting here thinking, right? You was watching something, right?
Yeah.
Or you were, so you was watching something. And you were talking about how, like, it's always that other person that's basically just like, yeah, yep, that's it. And they're just agreeing with the other person, but secretly they're like deep in love. So you left me this message, and literally the first thing you said was like, yo, so this is a little uncomfortable for me to say. It's a little weird, but yo, you fucking love me? Like, are you basically what you said was like, yo, are you in love with me and you not saying nothing? And it's so funny because when you first said that, I immediately started laughing. And I laughed for two reasons. One, it's funny because that really is a fucking thing. Like, it's really a thing. Like, people really do shit like that. And it's just like, I'm gonna just hide how I feel because I don't want to get rejected. But I also started laughing because I'm like, damn, this is the type of woman you actually are. Like, how many women would actually think that and then actually propose the question? Like, not many. And you were just like, you know, I have a tendency to just be like, you know, when I thought about it, I was like, hell no, this ain't it. You know, and me, you know, he's like, I could just be, you know, direct with it. And I was just like, the fact that you even thought to ask that question, had the thought and then thought to ask me the question, is the proof within itself of how different you are and how you create that space for me. And you really are genuinely like, okay, how is he doing within this situation? Am I really missing something? Is he secretly in love with me and he's not telling me? And you know, I hopped on, made a fucking crazy joke to begin with.
Yo, y'all, he's fucking ridiculous. I hate him.
I got on and straight took advantage of that situation, and I was just like, yep, I'm in love with you and I want the box. That's exactly, yo, and it got so It got bone chilling quiet.
I couldn't hold it.
I had to start laughing. But yeah. I was just like, nah, you know, I would never do that to myself. And I would definitely never do that to you. You know, I feel like we have such great and open communication. Like I would, to do that would be ultimately me playing my fucking self, whether you actually, whether you actually agree with or sided mm-hmm. with what I felt, you know, it wouldn't matter, you know? So in that situation, I was just like, nah, like, and if that ever happened, that shift took place, like I tell you straight up, you know what I'm saying? And let's get mm-hmm. Let's get it straight, y'all. Cause we're on a podcast. So yeah. Y'all can't see nothing. Yo, my fucking twin is not ugly at all. So let's, yo, you silly.
Let's get it. You know, let's get that straight, motherfucker.
Right. Yo, let's get it right. So this isn't saying, right? And that's another thing, right? Men, if you cannot be friends with a woman that is a physically attractive, you're fucking trash.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it a stack.
Let's get
you
into this.
Are trash, because that just means you do not have self fucking control. Like, yo, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Only be good friends with ugly women? Like, I'm confused. How the fuck is that supposed to work? Yeah.
Yo, okay, wait. Before you go on to this next point, I want to say that, like, I'm glad that Lyndon brought up this point of us being so close and everyone around us because of their limited understanding or just, you know, the default kind of setting of men and women who are that close must be fucking. Men and women who are that close must be secretly doing something or whatever. And I feel like the amount of times that we've had to question ourselves or that we've had the conversation of like, yo, are we the stupid ones? Like, are we missing something? The amount of times that we've had to do that, I think, is more so based on the feedback around almost like everyone else constantly questioning us is making us be like, damn, are we missing something? What the fuck? And every time individually it comes back as like, nah, it's not the energy between us. Friendship is genuinely the energy between us. And so every time, I mean, the millions of times that we've asked this question, it's come back as like, yeah, nah. But everyone outside of us seems to not be able to get that or understand that. And I think that, you know, you're getting onto this topic that we also talk about all the time is this idea that... And it's not just men that have this idea. Like I think I've cussed someone out on Twitter one time who like made a post. Yo, like I'm done with Twitter. Yo. But this woman said a man who has a best friend that's a woman is not to be trusted or some shit like that.
God.
And you know what? It's like, when people spew these ideas out into the world as truth, we know in the world of social media, right? People, they cling to, even if it's a sentence, they cling to what validates their personal experience that makes them feel more righteous and more justified in the beliefs that they hold, however limiting. Mm-hmm. And around that specific subject, like perpetuating this idea that when, you know, men and women cannot be in platonic relationship.
Yeah.
It's so weird to me, and I know it's so weird to you, but that's literally like the general psyche and idea of people out here in the world. And I think, again, it is another sect. It's another like... what's the word? Like, it's just another version of the fucked up views that are prominent today about women and men being able to like co-mingle happily and harmoniously in like healing groups and spaces as well. Does that make sense? What I'm saying makes sense?
No, it does. Definitely does.
Yeah. It's just...
yeah. But
look, we both speechless because I'm like,
it's baffling. It makes sense, but it's also baffling, man. It's there's so much reverb when it comes to the same baseless, vague, surface level ass conversations that people have when it comes to relationships, both platonically and romantically. And it's fucking annoying. It's so annoying, right? I don't care whether we're talking, you know, manosphere type shit, you know, whether we're talking, you know, relationship podcast. It feels like nobody's really talking about anything, for real, you know? And I'm guarantee you the people who are really talking about shit, you almost don't know they exist because they're being forced down. Yeah. Their content is being pushed down by all the bullshit. So, you know, you run into a lot of these basic conversations where people are more or less talking about how shit is now versus how shit should be. And even people who talk about how shit should be, it's not balanced, right? Because when you talk about how stuff should be, to me, common sense would tell me there needs to be an appropriate balance between man and woman, male and female, masculine, feminine, period. And if that's not the basis, the foundation of any conversation you're having about a man and a woman relationship-wise, whether we're talking romantically or platonically, you're probably not really talking about shit. And that's what most people are doing. And they've monetized it on top of it. So, like I said, speaking from the male perspective, right, this whole narrative of, oh, you know, you can't be friends with a woman, you know, your resources, money, and time, spending them on a friend that's fucking stupid or it's weird or it's like, all I hear when I hear that is goofy motherfuckers have no women of value in their life and do not understand the value of women in their life, right? And it's funny because most dudes, the only space they probably hold this for is their mom. They'll say that while they'll treat their mom like the woman they say don't do this for any other woman, right? And it's just like, does it really make sense? And I'm sure they'll probably chalk it up to, oh, well, she gave birth to me, so it's different. But is it though? Is it though? Because I bet you for your sister, you'll more or less try to hold that space. For your daughter, you'll more or less try to hold this space, right? So if your mom, your sister, your daughter is another man's girlfriend, wife, whatever, make that make sense to me. You feel me? Because I don't care as a fucking man on this planet. It makes zero sense how you would say, basically, you expect something or lack of something from a woman, but then treat a woman completely differently that you're dating romantically from your mom, your sister, or your daughter. It should be the same level of respect across the fucking board, bruh. Because if not, you are literally creating what you don't want to date or creating what you only want to fuck. So if that's the case, How is any of this going to work well for you or your sons when you have kids or your daughters when all their friends are a younger version of all the women you fucked? Keyword, not married. Fucked, not married. Because all those women, guess what? They're still having kids. And guess who your daughter is going to be friends with? Those fucking women, essentially. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a lot of contradiction happening in this fucking place. You know what I'm saying? And nobody's actually trying to correct it, right? And like I said, Mel, you know me, and you know I don't move around like what I would call the average fucking male today, especially in the dating world. And it's because it doesn't make any fucking sense. I don't care. Like, you know, and don't get me wrong. It's like, y'all, let's not get it twisted. I am a fucking man. I do like vagina. Right? I see women, I'd be like, yo, she looks fucking amazing. Like, yes, I would totally hit that. Right? Just keeping it up, super buck.
Keep it a buck.
just keep it a buck, right? Don't get it twisted. It's not like I'm not out here thinking these things. I'm not out here, you know, being a savage in my mind. But being a savage in your mind versus bringing that shit into reality is a fucking difference. Mm-hmm. Like, there is a difference. And, right, there should be a certain level of integrity you move with when you keep in mind that what you do comes back to you in some way, shape, or form. So it would never make sense for me to treat my mom, my sister, and my daughter like queens. It'd be treating women that I'm dating like shit or only using them for sex. Because it doesn't make sense. Because at that point, I'm basically contributing to the turmoil in the dating market. You know what I'm saying? And I could easily, oh, let me just throw this off. Oh, well, that's that girl's fault because maybe her dad wasn't there. Maybe her mom didn't teach her right. Maybe her brothers and sisters in community, yada, 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 fucking yada. Cool. I hear you. But some of this shit still falls back on you. Mm. Right? And don't get me wrong, right? There's a woman version of the shit that I'm saying. But I'm focusing on the men. Because I'm a fucking man, and I literally watch this shit happen all the time. And it's one of the reasons why I also don't have that many male friends, because, bro, that shit's annoying as fuck. It's really annoying. Like, I want to be able to have a conversation with and or hold space for women that is more than just fucking smashing. And like I said, don't get it twisted. I'm a man. So I have those conversations. We make those jokes. We say these things. But all the fucking time? Come on, fam. Come on, fam. And again, right? Everybody's throwing around these words, alpha, simp, da-da-da-da-da-da. Yo, I challenge you. Go back to any of my fucking ex-girlfriends and ask them if I ever just let them do whatever they wanted to do. Disrespectfully, blah, blah, what somebody would call simp behavior. And I guarantee you, you'll never get that fucking answer. So, a lot of people, when they hear me say certain things, they're going to question, like, okay, well, how are you moving in relationships? What type of man are you? Is this, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da? Yo, if you want to have that conversation, we can have that conversation. But there should be, you shouldn't be able, it shouldn't be a problem when you express your love for a woman. Oh, that's simp shit. Or when you're super aggressive with a woman, oh, that's alpha shit. Yo, it's never that simple. Y'all trying to make this shit some black and white shit, and it's not that. The terms within themselves are fucking stupid, first of all. The fact that you're trying to put a label on this shit. But it's not going to work that way. So until we can fix all of that shit, the idea of men and women being in a space together is going to feel exactly like what it feels like for me and Mel, a fucking rarity. And it shouldn't be that, but it is.
Yo, y'all, I'm sitting back. I am intentionally letting Lyndon run this show because I'm here. Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, this is an example of how you hold space for a man, ladies. If this is something that you're uncomfortable with, I'm happy to be here to model it. and the funny thing is, it's no different, really, than holding space for another woman. You let them speak. You don't interrupt.
Yeah.
You take in what they're saying without... you're listening to understand versus listening to respond, versus listening to, you know, counter to combat. It's the same shit. And I think that is just as imperative. Now, I also am letting him just speak and get his shit off because I want to put on display the type of man that he is, and the reason why he's such a valuable human being to have in a space like the Inner Circle, and the fact that he continues to be the only man that shows up, and the fact that this is the caliber of man that he is, this is the respect that he has for women, and he's still muted, he's still overlooked and ignored and not acknowledged. This is what I'm talking about as far as this is the sad part.
Yeah.
This is the sad part to me.
It is. It's, and you know, it's one of those things, right? It's not like, oh my God, I don't know how to function without this right. being a thing, right?
Right.
But let's get an understanding. There is a difference between functioning and optimal output.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck what anybody else says, man or woman, there is no way you are getting optimal output out of life without being able to have adequate platonic relationships with that of the opposite sex or non-romantically with the other person. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So because there's just like, I'll say it, right? Because this whole thing, right, with the whole men only talk to other men about, you know, certain problems with women because they just don't get it. You know, the hunter isn't going to ask the fish how to catch it, right? Like, yeah, but that's stupid. One, because there are certain things that you need to talk about with women because only fucking women can give you an adequate answer to the question to begin with. Mm. And two, not all fucking women are meant to be hunted in the first place. That's the whole point. Not every woman on this earth is a fucking fish, and you're not a fisherman. Mm. So as soon as you understand that, that whole dynamic starts to fall apart and doesn't make any fucking sense. Because if that's the case, you know what I'm saying? Society would fucking crumble. So more or less. So like this, that's what I'm saying. Like, and this is me about to be 35 and Mel just coming around 2 years ago. So all of this stuff is really just now really starting to hit me on a deeper subconscious level. And I am a self-reflecting motherfucker. Listen, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I sit with myself all the time. I have zero problems looking at a fucking mirror because to me, that's what life is about in the first place. So if you can't look at yourself, you are going to absolutely have a problem with everyone else you run into in some way, shape, or form, more than likely. And I'm cool. I'm not about living life that way. So, yeah, I look at myself constantly. I have zero problem with criticism. I have zero problem with self-improvement. There has been many fucking times my fucking twin mom friend Mel has slapped me upside the motherfucking head. And I take the hit. Because if she's swinging, she ain't swinging for no reason. I take the hit and I say, okay, where is she coming from with this? And what am I doing that is deemed to be too much in her eyes? You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, and again, right? Like, yo, fellas, yo, let's keep it a stack. A lot of these women that you are creating space for, trash. I'm just keeping it a buck. They're fucking trash, like straight up. You know what I'm saying? And again, because everything stems from sex.
Mm. And hold on.
Yeah.
I want to say this real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you know how there's double standards?
Yes.
Like you saying that, yo, some of the women you're holding space for trash.
Yeah.
And I feel like possibly that could make some sensitivities arise. And people like, really? He's calling women trash? No women are trash. Yes.
Correct.
If I were to say that and you were a woman and I'm like, girl, the people that you hold a space for, the niggas, the men, whatever that you hold a space for, right. trash. Stop holding space for them. People would get it, right? It wouldn't it wouldn't evoke an offense as much as it does to hear a man say that there are some women out here who are trash, which this is true. There are humans who are just trash, like where they are at the point that you are with them, that you meet them, whatever, they are absolute trash. I mean, this is just a real thing. So I just wanted to put that out there because I think, you know, people want to be oppressed so badly. People want to have their feelings hurt so badly. And so that's why we are in a culture now where everyone is so easily offended because it's cool to be oppressed now.
Jesus.
It's trendy and cool, and it's so fun apparently to like be oppressed and like be in pain and to have people see it and acknowledge it and just, you know what I mean? So I don't know. It's just, I feel like a lot of, even the fact that we're talking specifically about men and women here, and we're not like talking about people who identify, you know, outside of those categories, people are going to be offended. People are going to feel not included, but we're specifically talking about men and women. It doesn't mean that we don't acknowledge anyone else who identifies in any other way. It's just that this is what the conversation is about. And so I just wanted to speak to that because I just already know what the girls are going to be, you know, up in arms about. And I just, let me just say that. But
yeah, okay. No, I appreciate you. I appreciate you saying that. And yes, that was definitely a point of contingency. Already, you know, people going to feel some type of way. But that's the thing. I hold both sides accountable straight up. And yeah, like you said, right? There's trash people on both sides of the boards. Trash motherfucking dudes, trash motherfucking women. So with that in mind, men, stop holding space for trash ass women. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, right, it ain't going to help you. It's not going to help you. And it's going to give you this skewed view of a woman's value that is more than likely only going to go to sex. And then it's going to stop. Right. Because all these other things have to be checked off or met or, you know, you know, hit in a way for you to move past that. Right. And simply put, it's so funny because there's plenty of topics that have like there's stuff that's said that I agree with, but it's stupid. So like, for example, it's almost like. Right. The woman, the man's equivalent to a woman friend zoning a man is a man sex zoning a woman, meaning only smashing her and not wifing her. That's true. That's real shit. That's I truly believe that that's a real thing. And it's fucking stupid. it's so stupid. You know what I'm saying? On both sides, because if a man is being friend zoned by a woman, he and she should be able to have a conversation about that. If a woman is being sex zoned by a man, he and she should be able to have a conversation about it, right? But everybody is just trying to get what they're trying to get from another person without actually caring and or thinking about that other person. And they're just going through our life like this is cool. Like, oh, there's not going to be any consequence for this. Mm. What? What do you, how do you expect that to be the case? Like, I don't care what nobody says. Nobody is trying to be fucking lonely out here. Nobody is trying to, most people, arguably, most fucking people on this earth. Nobody's like, yep, I want to die alone. I want to just live. I don't want to have a companion at all. Like, I don't care. Like, most people are not doing that. So, if they're not doing that, you have to really think about and or consider the other person when it comes to your actions and the things you are doing out in the world, man or woman. So that's why I'm like, yo, some shit's got to change. Something's got to change. Something has to change. And something has to change sooner than later. Mm-hmm. Because the amount of healthy, toxic, both romantic and lack of non-romantic relationships between men and women, like, yo, it is fucking, it's everywhere. That shit is abundant, and it shouldn't be. Not like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to need the pendulum to fucking swing back the other direction, please. Because, you know.
Yeah, and I think that exactly what you're saying is what we're both speaking to, of like shining a light on how far the pendulum has swung and having a desire to assist it in swinging back towards the middle, not to the other side, back towards the middle.
Yeah.
And having, nice. I hate this, having conversations, like having, I'm starting to like literally get sick of hearing that, like just have it, like having these conversations, Yeah, it's having these conversations, but then it's putting these conversations into action. So it's not just having the conversation of how important it is to also hold space for and acknowledge the humanness of men. It's not just having conversations about that. It's about putting it into practice.
Doing because, the work, dot fucking com.
Right? You know what I mean? Because, like, okay, specifically, when even when I kind of, you know, like called forth, you know, the women in the inner circle saying, hey, like y'all really left this shit on red. That's, you know, it's just, it's not okay. And one of the women came back and said, you know, I honestly do feel like I am less comfortable with coming to like men's aid or coming to comfort men. And I don't want to act as if I don't understand where that comes from or why that might be, right? And women have their own experiences with men. Some of them could be adverse. But also, again, we are just in this stage of life where, you know, women are, we're relearning how to create space for women while simultaneously forgetting to do that same thing for men. So I understand, like, where that is coming from. I do not, I don't want to shame or, you know, try to guilt anyone, but it was great for her to make that comment. And now I hope that what she actually does is put that awareness into practice. So even if we're talking about holding, you know, women just becoming more open and willing to hold space for women, for men, especially a man like you, Lyndon. Like, again, y'all, I just let him like rip off and get off because y'all need to see that like men like this exist and they are worthy, not even worthy. They are worthy of like your care, your nurturing, you know, there's a part of me that is like, there's a part of me that is fearing.
I know. I was going to say, the world is a hard fucking place for a man, straight up. I don't care what you say. The world is a hard fucking place. The expectation, right? The way we're wired, as logical as we are, the shit that we go through, it's a lot. It's very hard. It's very masculine. And I don't care what you say, there is nothing like having a amazing feminine female presence to balance that shit out. And I mean that platonically and romantically. Dead ass, right? Because like that's what I'm saying. It's like it's almost like my consistency is I don't, it's like I, most men that I run into, I'm like, do you really understand the value of a woman? Do you really? Mm-hmm. Right? You say this, you say that, but you always deduce it to, you know, them cooking a meal, them cleaning a house. You know what I'm saying? And it goes much deeper than that. It goes way fucking deeper than that. And that's what I'm saying. It's almost like the lack of control is a lack of respect.
Ooh.
Straight up. The lack of control is a lack of respect. Not because that's your intention, is because that's what the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, it's crazy.
You know, okay, that was bars with a Z. That was bars with a Z. And what I was going to say, okay, this is what I was going to say. And I said this like in my love note that I sent out, is that this is what I was trying to say. My worry is that in this attempt to say fuck patriarchy, we're linking that with saying fuck men.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
And I'm a, I'm some, I started sweating right now.
and
seriously, it's like subconsciously, that's what a lot of women are on. Fuck patriarchy means fuck men.
Yeah.
And that is not what this is. Okay. Patriarchy is a system that has conditioned and socialized men to have a very dumb ass, destructive, harmful definition of what manhood and masculinity is. But that's not what manhood and masculinity is, right? It is a view of that from the patriarchal system. So when we say fuck patriarchy, we're saying fuck patriarchy. We're not saying fuck men. And this is what I was saying. My worry is that there's this subconscious correlation between the two. And that's what's making women feel like, why do I need to hold space for men? Fuck them. Aren't we talking about fuck them? No, we're not. Nah. We're talking about fuck a system that has conditioned men to hold this, like I said, violent, harmful, and limiting view of what manhood is, but it's just not true. And then we have men like Lyndon who can clearly see outside of that and who, like you said, like he said, he sees the value of women beyond what he was socialized and taught to see women as. He sees that, and that is why he is so willing to be the only man in these women dominant spaces. That's why he's comfortable with it, even though he has his feelings. That's why he's comfortable with it. And then when he finds himself there, because he sees how valuable, he literally genuinely sees how valuable it is to be in community and in relationship with women, no matter the dynamic, whether it's platonic or not.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he openly expresses that and then is still muted.
Right. That's the irony.
I have to bring it back to this, right? Because you've gone like all around the world with these great topics. And so now I'm glad that it's come back to like, this is the thing. But what I guess what I'm really trying to get to again is saying that like my sadness and my fear just comes from even a response to this episode being like, but why? Like, but why are we creating space for men? Like, why would we do that? They're the ones that, you know, they're the ones that are creating it. And it's just like, I don't know. That just makes me really sad.
It's because everybody is a fucking human and everybody needs space. That's why. Masculine or feminine, man or woman, everybody needs space. Period. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's that simple. Definitely probably a lot harder to execute, because to correctly implement it, you have to do the work within yourself. If you don't, you can't, period.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't.
Yep. That is true. It's that. And I also think that it is through this system that I was just talking about, men's humanness has been erased.
Yeah.
So it's hard to see, seriously.
Straight up.
Y'all's humanness has literally been erased, so it's hard to see.
Yeah. No, that's true. It is. And that has been a thing. It's so funny because it's so many nuances as to why this is a thing, why this is an issue, you know. Another thing, right? You know, I've been on one hell of a journey in life. One hell of a fucking journey. And I've been around some amazing people. I have been around what would be categorized as some horrible fucking people. I've been around a lot of different men and women in my life. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen a lot. I've done a lot. And I am definitely one of those people that I do learn from experience, but I also try to learn a lot more through others' experiences because I'm only one person and I can't do it all. So I will say as a fucking man, it is amazing to be in these spaces and watch women be in these fucking bags, these spiritual bags. You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally get to witness the power and the true value that women have always had and will continue to have, and how that spills over into the physical. I personally believe, at least in my life, from what I've experienced, for me, male is the absolute fucking epitome of that. And a literal fucking archetype for that of which I just said. And whether you're talking about doing the work, whether you're talking about holding space for a man, you know, and just my experience with you, right? You have this grit to you. Right? You got this motherfucking, like, you don't fuck with her, but still the most feminine woman I know. Dead ass. So from literal experience, you can't tell me that both can't coexist. Mm. Right? So with that in mind, men, to think that you can exist in a quote unquote woman dominant space, whether we're talking astrology, anything, you know, Reiki, tarot, whatever, and that you can't get value out of that, fucking trash, stupid, doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, being involved and understanding any of that stuff should not question your masculinity or make you feel uncomfortable. If so, there's probably a bigger rooted issue that you probably need to fucking work out, and you need to go look in a fucking mirror somewhere and figure out what that is, right? But I see it all the time where dudes is like, oh, astrology, that's fucking, oh, that's stupid. That's weird. Like, first of all, if you never actually took the time, and this goes for any topic, if you never took the time to actually sit down and research any topic to determine if you really think it is factless or baseless for you to have an opinion about it, though you can have one, it's fucking stupid. Because, right? Why am I listening to you talk about something that you pretty much know nothing about, right? Because that's the thing. None of that stuff in and of itself is dominating feminine or masculine. It is extremely valuable to both sides of the fucking equation. So for you to not to understand tarot, for you to not understand astrology, for you to not understand Reiki, there's so many different things, right? This is stuff for me personally as a man has empowered me in a masculine way that you cannot get from any fucking thing else on earth. So just so y'all can understand how serious this shit is. And when you have women who are gifted in facilitating these things and creating these spaces, yo, it's it's wild. And it is an amazing and beautiful fucking thing to witness, yo. And any guy who does not understand that, trust me when I tell you, in the words of DJ Khaled, congratulations, you fucking played yourself. Straight up. Like, I don't give a fuck what you say, fam. Like, I don't care what you talking about, bro. Like, yo, being in one of these spaces, if your masculinity is questioned because of it, that's a fucking you problem.
Mm.
Right? That's not this shit's dumb and it's not valid. No, you're fucking dumb and it's not valid to you because you don't understand it. You feel me? Take some actual time and sit down, you know? And again, I'm not telling you to come fucking start reading charts. I'm not telling you to start reading people's charts. I'm not telling you to start being a fucking a tarot card reader, right? I'm saying, yo, understand what it is that you're actually giving a negative connotation to, speaking negatively on, before you actually fucking start to speak it.
Hmm.
Otherwise, what fucking basis are you speaking on? And a lot of people who are doing this have big fucking audiences.
Hmm.
And I ain't gonna say no names, but fuck all y'all. Because this shit's dope. It's just fire. Like, you already know, man. I didn't, you know, and believe me, I was not raised this way. This was not some shit that was just you know, taught to me from a young age. I didn't grow up with none of this shit. All of this stuff has been essentially discovered through just having an open mind and actually being like, okay, before I just say, no, I'm not fucking with this, let me actually dip into it and see what this is talking about. Yo, if you just take the time to do that unbiasedly and then make a decision, yo, you're going to find out what the deal is straight up. And if you don't, then you're going to either willingly or unwillingly remain ignorant as shit. Straight up.
Yeah. I love this. Yo, twin. Yo. I appreciate you so much. I'm so glad that you came on here and just were willing to like talk and share, to let people know who you are publicly, you know? Yeah. Like, I think, you know, that is a vulnerable act. And that I think people overlook. I used to say this when I facilitated my sacred spaces, like just coming here and saying your name in a circle of people is a vulnerable act that people overlook. So celebrate that. Yeah. So I just want to acknowledge you for coming on and sharing more than your name. Okay.
It.
And like just being vulnerable with my audience in this way. And like talking how you talk, right? I wasn't gonna edit you. I wasn't like just let you talk how you talk, because you should have that. You should have space to do that. So, thank you for coming on. So before we close, though, I just want to know if you have any last words for the people. Men, women, anyone, however they identify, like, I'm just curious if you have, you know, some closing words for the people.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. One, I appreciate you for, as you always fucking do, holding a space for me, allowing me to get my rocks off, you know what I'm saying? say my words, my peace and stuff. You know, that's what you do. That's what you're great at, you know what I'm saying? So definitely thank you for that. And what I would say to everyone is really take a deeper look at yourself in this situation and see where you lie within it, you know? And the question is what you're seeing now, is this really where you want to stay at? Does this really feel adequate for everyone? Does this feel optimal for everyone? Right? More than not, the answer to that is probably going to be no. And if it is a no, then the thing you can do is start finding the places and spaces to where you can start having these type of conversations with people that respect you on both sides, straight up. I mean, the shameless fucking plug, as it's our show, Inner Circle, 100%. Like, yo, dudes, get the fuck in here. You feel me? Like, yo, you can see these women, you can interact with them, you can see what it feels like to be involved with women of that caliber and get a taste for all of the things that come with it. And it's a beautiful thing. And I'm here. So there's one guy in here. Yes. We could chitty chatty it up. You feel me? So so it's like chitty slide chat. Through. Yeah, you already know. You already know. So yeah, just keep that in mind. And just create space, yo. Like, create space, do the work. Fucking is, you know, do male shit. By male, I mean M-E-L, Melanie, my twin mom friend. You know what I'm saying? And do me shit. Straight up. This is not an ego thing. This is a like two people who look at each other and know we do the fucking work. And we create the space for each other platonically for that reason. Be that. Do that. Straight up. And watch how your life improves. Bet you it will, nigga. I bet you it will.
Yo, I bet you.
I bet you.
Yo, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And yeah, like Lyndon said, you know, the inner circle, the full-ass human inner circle is open. This is a community that I created, yes, but that is still being co-created by everyone who is in the group now and everyone who joins. It's not my community. It is ours. And it is a sound, healthily social space off of social media where your humanness is celebrated. And that's the center of the community, right? I know I said that this is like, you know, something in support of the podcast and my newsletter. But before all of that, it literally just centers you being in your natural state as a full ass human. And I would love for more men who want to learn and actually put into practice being in healthy and human relationship with women and other men, right, under the guise of humanness, to join, like come through. Again, this is not just a woman-only community. And there is a deep practice of humanness within there, which means that it goes beyond however you identify.
Facts.
And this is actually what's most important for our generation right now, is to learn how to do that. It's to learn how to be that. It's not about learning the best dating tips. It's not learning how to get women or get men or keep women or keep men. It's not even about, like, I don't know. It's just not about none of that other shit. It just centers your humanness. So come through, you know, the link is in the show notes if you want to join. I also want to say, y'all remember how, like, back in the day, sitcoms used to introduce like their spinoff shows as a full episode on their show. So like, for example, Moesha, they did a full The Parkers episode like on Moesha, right? And that was like the introduction of The Parkers. So that's kind of what this episode was. Like, this is like the sitcom. This is the podcast version of like that sitcom shit they used to do. Because my brother and I are going to be eventually starting a podcast.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, man. So we are in the phases of creating that and imagining what that looks like. But just know that you'll be hearing more of us talking together. And this was kind of like the pre-roll to that. So
facts.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. So this is by far the longest episode that I've had on the podcast, but I'm grateful for it and I'm here for it. So as always, you all, take care of yourself. Remember to drink water, you know, eat some nourishing food, get some sunlight, get outside, put your feet on the ground, right? And just make sure that you're getting your rest, okay? And until next time, I love y'all, and we will talk in the next episode.
Hey, I know you're still processing another potent episode of the Full Ass Human podcast, but before you go, I want to invite you to come hang out with me on my show, Multi-Passionate Mastery. If you're someone who has a lot of talents and a lot of passions, and you don't subscribe to the idea that you have to choose just one thing in order to be successful, then you're going to love the conversations that we're having over there. And I'm not inviting you to listen to my show just so I can pump you up with empowerment content. You're going to leave with tangible tips and holistic approaches to common problems that multi-passionists face, like focus, prioritization, knowing how to choose what to start with first, and that type of thing. If you're not sure if the podcast is for you, you can start with the episode titled, Are You a Multi-Passionate Creative? Here's 5 Ways to Tell. That's episode 38. So click the link down in the show notes or find Multi-Passionate Mastery anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hope to see you over there soon.